just saying, they're a lot of fun to play with, you know? Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. How's it going? Welcome. Welcome to the classroom. Okay. Here's the deal. I'm just gonna jump right into it. I hope you brought your notebooks. So I had somebody ask a little tiny while ago, how much I can deep throat. And, that was a really good question, to be completely honest. Cause I don't know. usually when I'm playing for myself, I don't engage in, oral on my toys quite as much because, I get a lot more fulfillment out of filling my pussy than I do filling my mouth. I wonder why. I do find it's really enjoyable and a lot of fun when there's somebody else on the receiving end, even if it's just an audio situation. It gives a girl a reason to suck some cock. So, this is a quiet, horrible, terrible secret that I've been hiding. I just don't know how much I can fit down my throat. I do know that my gag reflex is still kind of a pain in the ass. I would love to kill it. And I feel like I could kill it with enough training. And if I kill my gag reflex, then it's really just a matter of, how long I can hold my breath. So, how do you train your throat when you only have a couple handful of toys on hand? I'm just struggling. I'm struggling with this idea. How do I solve this problem? And then I thought, well, we could just stick the toys down our throat until we get it, can't we? So, okay. More to the point. School's in session. In the spirit of, is it the training of O on kink.com? You know, we're just gonna stick things down my throat until I stop fighting. But I'll still be here. I'll be having a good time. Don't worry. I'm not gonna kill myself. That would be, who would post the audio if I did that? Oh, we're too fucking familiar with those kind of jokes. Too casual. Okay, so that's the furthest I've thought with this project. I have an idea of a lineup of toys to work on. I have a couple toys that I find I prefer going off on. All of them for different reasons. They're all like a range of thicknesses and firmnesses and lengths. So I'll do like I always do with these posts, and I'll say, I'll post a picture, and hopefully I fucking do, because sometimes I forget. I don't want to forget on this one. This one feels like a really important project, you know? I'm really committed to being a good girl, you know? I just don't want you to be disappointed with me. And you might be, just because I'm not like, I'm not as good as I can be. So I'm gonna fix that for you. So, to start off, I think I'm going to start my training sessions with my small, soft flint from Bad Dragon. It's still like a pretty like it's still a pretty sizable chunk. I want to say it's probably like just on the larger side of average for like regular human male thickness. And like lengthwise, he's probably right in the average range. He's a little chonky. He's got like he's a, an uncut design. He's got ridges on the bottom. He's one of my older toys. I really like him. I should get a bigger one. I see so many people with bigger ones, and they look like they're having so much fun. But back, no, that's not what we're here for. Okay. This is really just an excuse to slowly suck bigger cocks all the way up. We'll start with this one. We'll see how we do. We'll see how long it takes for me to kill the gag reflex that this one shuts off, because this one hits like just the back of my throat. Like when I deep throat it, yeah, it's like I'm full. There's definitely room for more. But this one, this feels like a good starting place is what I'm getting at. You know, how far can I stretch my jaw? So I'm gonna have a drink of water because this tends to go a little bit better when I'm a bit more hydrated. And then, I'm gonna shut myself up. Without further ado, so, and what a good looking dick. So I guess the other part. The other part is, what would you like me to work on? Know we want to go bigger and thicker. You want me to be better at kissing it? Or licking? It's hard to show off my tongue work. I want to say it could, you know, shoot for the stars. You can always do better. I want to say it's like okay though. Intermediate? Intermediate? I try hard. Do you like slurping sounds or the moaning? You want to hear about how sloppy it's getting? Because it usually it's I guess that's something we can work on too, is how to make it less sloppy. Oh. I don't know why, but I guess we could work on that. Work on my descriptors and tell you how delicious it is. Could tell you about how I'm trying to do this all with no hands. 'Cause I feel like that's an important skill to have. You know, we can work on hand skills too, but talking around the cock. That feels like something that could be improved upon, maybe. I don't know. What do you think? Can you make out what I'm trying to say? I just say thank you so much. Do you want to hear about the tears? I'm sorry, I can't give a blowjob without crying. I'm not crying. It's just tears. It's different. It's different. I can try to keep my eyes open. I don't know. What do you like in a blowjob? What would you like to see me be better at? Hear me be better at. Talk about sucking and licking your balls too, don't worry. I'm not gonna forget. I guess another question is, are we working on deep throating or face fucking technique? So many things we can, so many little details we can, I can specialize in. of abuse do you want me to do to my fucking throat for you? Tell me. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. I think, I think it's okay if our introduction class ends early. You know, go out and check out the campus, make some new friends, be here tomorrow, though, at 9, ready to learn. I know I will be. Okay, bye. Great class. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for coming. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. No, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm so excited for it. Yeah, no, I'll see you around. Maybe we can hit the bar later. Okay, bye. Bye. I have some grading to do. Okay, bye.